Blog Talk Radio.
This might ruffle a lot of feathers. What's that dude, Andrew Jackson? You know, like, he was a sexual, why does everybody have to be a sexual predator? It's kind of like a vice that she uses. It's like, girl, we understand. And so, maybe I should put on a little lotion. The show's about to happen again. However, he called her a black beast, then everybody would be up in arms about Perez Hilton hating black women, things like that. I never understand what makes black women feel as though they can be disrespectful borderline just rude, and then when it happens to them, it's a black thing, like, then it's a problem, like, no. Then it's like this issue of, oh no, you know, whatever the case may be, and I just don't think that that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So does that now give him the right to call her a black bitch? What's going on, everybody? We're live here in the studio. Welcome, everybody. What's going on? And make sure you guys can hear me. Listen, we got to get into some things. It's been a long day. I did not expect the day to go this way. But you know what? Hell, let's talk about it. So if you don't know, welcome. Well, first of all, shout out to everybody here in the building. Welcome to the live stream. If you haven't done so, if you're new and you're visiting, please make sure you guys subscribe. All right, so we got to talk again. You know, we love some good Tasha K news. I'm really going to watch my tone with this one because she has a pattern of somehow anytime I do a Tasha K video, they always try to flag my videos, which I know that it's her. So Tasha K, stop being a hater, girl, because I wasn't shitting on you. Like, stop flagging my videos because remember, you want everybody to win. There's enough room. You don't care if people talk about you. So stop trying to hate on me because I know you see that I'm coming up. So, bitch, stop trying to flag my shit, hoe. All right. Because I'm still going to do the videos regardless. Now, so first I want to shout out to Perez Hilton for coming through, showing the kids some love, some major love, shouting me out on his Twitter, on his personal Twitter page. Shout out to that. I want to say shout out to him giving me a platform like that to use, you know, because a lot of people were talking about Perez and, you know, saying that, you know, he just used me as a pawn, this and the third. Listen, there's a lot of blogs, urban blogs, that we all follow, that have seen my work, that know me, that follow all of us, that don't promote. We've shared some of the same stories. We broke some of the same stories. I'm not going to say their names. You know who they are. All these Instagram blogs have definitely seen my stuff. They've watched it, and they act. They don't say anything. So for my industry, they're black people. You know what I'm saying? So for Perez Hilton to take to his platform and shout me out, thank you. And I really appreciate that. I don't really care what anybody says or how anyone feels about that. He actually didn't have to do it, and he did. And he came on to my show and acknowledged that the show was a good show. So shout out to you for that. Thank you. And I'm grateful. And you're a fucking legend for that shit. All right. So listen, so you guys obviously know there's some drama going back with Perez Hilton and Tasha K. Now, listen, we did a show earlier and he happened to call in and he spoke about, you know, why he didn't like Tasha K and, you know, different things about that. And so I'm assuming during the video, Tasha K got upset, and what she usually does when I go live or I'm doing something, she goes and gets in her head and then she goes and posts something on her Instagram, on her news feed, because she's very manic. So she went and did that, and she's insinuating. First, she posted, you know, about her accomplishments and how she gets all these views and how he's not getting the views and blah, 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 blah. Well, it's very clear that she's getting more views than him, and he recognizes that, and that's part of the reason why he's actually doing kind of what he's doing. Excuse me. Because of the viewership that she's getting, and, you know, it'd be a great way to do it. And listen, people, I don't think this is a black or white thing. I think that he recognizes that there's a power in YouTube, and she's a hot YouTuber. I don't think that he's coming to this black sector because to try to take anything away from black people. Listen, he's been here. He's been established. There's nothing that he can take away from black people. Trust me, if you don't think that Tasha K is benefiting off of this, she is, or she wouldn't have responded to him either. Him mentioning her gives her some sense of validation, just like, you know, it gives him validation to be talked about. So I think it works for everybody. Anybody that's telling you different is a liar. Trust me, Tasha K likes that he's talking about her because it makes her look good, because he has been in this game for a very long time. He's been doing this way longer than she has. All right. So anybody, so don't even let nobody gas you up to have you think that she ain't happy that she was mentioned. Okay. And everybody would be happy to be mentioned by by a pioneer in the game, good or bad. All right. So
With that being said, she takes to her community feed and alludes to the fact in some weird way that, you know, he's kind of into children, or he would kind of be inappropriately taking a bath with kids. So let me show you the clip of what she said, and then we'll talk. So she posted this, and then she went and deleted it. Now, small on here, I'm going to read it to you. So the real Perez Hilton, when you shower with the kid and he's so short, when you turn around to face him, is your peen in his face? This don't look good. I'm dangerous now, son. By the picture, it's criminal. So she was obviously in her feelings because he came onto my show and he was talking, because he really didn't bash her or say anything too negative about her. But it was just the fact that, you know, he was talking against her. And, you know, he came to the greatest show on YouTube, you know, the channel that people, you know, don't see. So she said that. And here's the thing. She has a habit of doing this. She did it with we won't get into that. She does this with gay men. She always and I've said this before, I've been calling it out. She always tries to allude to the fact that gay men are pedophiles, gay men are touching children, or gay men are always playing in feces, which is not the case. And now I'll have to be honest with you. The first rhetoric that she will use is someone is attacking a black woman. You get what I mean? And then you have all these black women who don't like Tasha K and who like Tasha K that will jump behind a bandwagon because they feel like the black woman is oppressed. Now, yes, to a certain degree, the black woman is oppressed. But if he hauled off and called her a black bee, then I can't be mad. I'm not going to jump to and jump to cancel Perez Hilton or jump to cancel somebody because she alludes to the fact that all gay people are some type of pedophiles or they have these bad spirits. You know, remember, she did the same thing with, I've been saying this, Living Fearless. He used to come to our house. She said that he cannot come to our house anymore because she stopped that because he would bring all these different spirits into her home. She didn't want it. I mean, she said the same thing about T.S. Madison. She's called T.S. Madison a man, but then she's went on live and done shows with T.S. Madison. This is how she feels about gay people. It's totally fine. Everyone has their preference. But understand, you cannot say what you want to say about a certain type of person. And then when they hit below the belt on you, holler out, you know, I'm a black woman. Don't talk bad about black women. Because the minute a gay person calls her a black bee or a bee in general, you can't be upset. And then for those black women that don't see if that doesn't register to you, then hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that doesn't register to you. There's a way to read. There's a way to argue. There's a way to, you know, there's a way to get your point across. There's a way to say what you want to say without having to go to, you know, HIV and AIDS and pedophile and all that nasty stuff. You get what I'm saying? Because you don't like it. People don't, I mean, if people throw away through her past and her face, you know, she's been very open about being, you know, sexually assaulted. So maybe that's where it comes from. The trauma that she's dealt with as a child and different things as though like that. And so I just don't personally feel as though that that's a fair way and that's a nice way to go about being frustrated. I mean, it's really, really nasty, especially since, you know, she tried to insinuate that he was in the bathtub with a kid. When, if you remember this story, he was in the bathroom with his little baby. And the baby, well, according to the article I read, they said that the baby was 2. When I messaged him and talked to him about it, because I did talk to him today regarding this topic, which he said he is going to address tomorrow on a video. So you guys might want to go check that video out. Now, he said the child was about 4 years old. And then I asked him, did he have on shorts? And he said he had on shorts, but that shouldn't even matter. And I agree with him. Listen, but you see in the post, she cut the child out. I'm not going to show the child's face because I don't want to put the child on there. But it's a little baby, okay? You can go Google the picture. It's not no, it's not a kid. It's not like a toddler. It's not a 10-year-old little boy that Perez Hilton is in the damn bathtub with. It's a 2-year-old that probably doesn't know how to wipe his own ass. You get what I'm saying? Or a 4-year-old. So and it's a child enough to where if you left him in the bathtub by himself alone, that would be child endangerment. The baby could kill himself. Now, let's talk about this for a minute. There's nothing wrong with the parent being in the tub with their child, cleaning them up, wiping them. So to insinuate that is trash. To insinuate that a gay man cannot bathe his child properly is horrible. I'm sure she has a son. So what is she saying? She's not going to let her husband shower with her son? Is that an issue if her husband gets in the shower with his son? Now, on top of that, many people have alluded that her husband is gay. So is that going to be an issue if your husband is in the shower with your son? I mean, I don't think that this should be an issue, because you got to teach the kids how to bathe. You got to teach the kids how to clean the PP. If you got the foreskin, not the foreskin, you got to tell them how to clean that. You got to teach them how to have good hygiene. You can't just say you're a boy and I'm a man, so you just got to stay in there because I don't want people to think that I'm touching you. No. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Okay? That's ridiculous, and you shouldn't be insinuating that, and I don't personally like when people do that. Now, is it going to stop? Absolutely not. Is she going to stop? Absolutely not. But I think that people need to pay attention to that. And Tasha K., yes, you might be getting away with a lot that you're getting away with now, but you know, like I know, you don't want to mess with, you don't want the white LGBT people to get behind this and get upset and get offended, because they will cancel that ass for sure. You can't be putting pedophile on everybody, all gay people. You can't do that, because those people will attack you and they will shut shit down. Trust me. And it's not like, oh, you got to be scared of gay people. It's not that. But you got to be respectful. You don't want anybody calling you out of your name. You wouldn't want anybody calling you a black bee. So let's not insinuate or ghetto. So let's not play like that. Let's not do that. Now, he said he had on shorts. So even more so a reason that it's not an issue if you're just bathing the kid. Listen, I don't see anything wrong with it. I've taken a shower with my father. I've taken a shower with my cousin. Let me tell you something. My dad is the furthest thing from gay. My cousin is the furthest thing from gay. And it did nothing. It had nothing to do with it. Me taking a shower with them had nothing to do with my sexuality, period. Okay? I don't see anything wrong with that. Now, if the kid is 7, 8, 9, 10, yeah, you don't need to be in the bathtub. But a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, you better get your ass in that damn bathtub with your kid. Or you damn sure better be bathing that kid. You know, you can't leave him in there by themselves. But she insinuated that he's got his junk just swinging in like this kid's face. Now, when the article originally came out, it was 50-50 split. A lot of people didn't agree, which you're entitled to your opinion. You don't have to agree. Some people may agree and some people may not agree. I'm not here to try to convince you one way or another. What I am saying is this, though. The way that she wrote this and what she insinuated was that he was in the tub with a child, with a kid, like a kid that was like 10 years old or something, like he was to his ankles. A little baby would not be standing up with Perez's junk in his face. Like, come on. Like, that's disgusting for your mind to even go there. It shows that you have issues. Oh, she wants to call in. Okay. Let's call it. Let's call it. So, listen. Okay, let's get into some things. Because that's very rude. Let's get into some things. Hold on. Let me see. Because y'all know I learned this new feature. So I can call people. Let's go.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. All right, good. Thanks for calling me. How you doing?
I'm doing fucking amazing. And you are too.
Thank you.
But
I'd
be doing better if you
stop
reporting my shit.
Reporting? Or my, come on now. I fucked with you. I've never reported your channel.
Tasha K, come on.
Never.
Now. Don't lie.
Nope. Don't. If you don't have any facts on that or mine, those are your feelings. I have never reported your channel on my unborn child. I have never reported your channel.
Okay. Well, I believe you put that on your unborn child. Okay, so let's move on. Let's
yes,
talk about
never
this Perez Hilton. Let's talk
but
about
let me ask you something. Wait a minute. I gotta ask you something before we get into some things, as you say on your chat. Let me ask you something. Now, I know you're upset about me coming for this gay man and his child and insinuating that. But I got to ask you this, okay? I'm not being biased or anything. Do you remember when you went off on Sean Bradley and you insinuated that he was fucking his foster kids and you called him a child molester when there was a beef? Okay.
No, so
what
I
is
was
the
gonna
difference?
Go-
Okay, but what is the difference between me beefing with him and you beefing with somebody else? All gloves are off.
You're
right?
Okay. To that point, you are right. Absolutely correct. And I was going to address
Pot
that.
Calling
now,
the kettle. That's all I wanted to say.
Now, go in. Listen.
Go in.
Listen. You got that part.
I'm listening. I'm just laughing because I'm like, I remember when you called.
No, but listen. But it's the pattern.
Okay.
It's the pattern of it. I don't do that every time I beef. Your pattern whenever you beef with a gay man is shit, child molester.
But when you beef with a black woman, it's the same shit as well. All gloves are off when there's a beef, okay? Whether they're black, whether they're white, whether they're gay, whether they're straight. You don't worry about what their sexuality is or what they're doing. You just insinuated that my husband was gay. You
oh
came,
gosh, okay.
This is a pattern
Come
for
on.
You.
You've been saying that forever.
You.
Oh my God. So listen,
what?
You've been saying that forever. And I, first of all, I've never put
Armand, there's a video on your channel.
Okay,
there's a video, with
pressure.
All due respect, I'm not trying to disrespect you on your show. I would never do that. This is your platform. Okay. All due respect, when I said that we weren't friends, you got upset, right? Yeah.
Come on.
Just
okay,
having a
so
conversation.
She pauses. So, we going to talk or are you going to be? Come on, Tasha.
I am.
My husband
is trying to get me to fuck off the phone, okay?
I'm not telling him it's okay. We're not going to argue. But this is a good point. You're making a very good point.
We're not arguing. I'm just having a conversation. With Armand, I'm just having a friendly conversation. I promise. We're not arguing.
We're
you know I'm pregnant.
Argue.
I'm not about to stress myself out. No, he don't want me stressed out. Like, seriously. He's like, who the hell are you on the phone with?
I'm not going to stress you out. You have more things to worry about than me. But here's my thing. Like I said, I never put that out. Now, listen, the same person that I got that Sean Bradley information from was the same person that put those allegations. I said I heard those things about your husband. I never said, I know for a fact that this is your husband. I never said that about your husband. So let's clear that up.
But it's the same thing, though. But it's the same thing. I heard that about Perez. So I basically went at him with the same shit. It's the same motive. So you're trying to, like, school me on the same shit that you do. And the reason you hate me so much is because we have similarities.
I don't hate you
well,
at
okay,
all.
I shouldn't have said hate. I shouldn't have said hate.
You.
I don't dislike you either.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you think
either.
I hate you, but I don't hate you. Do I think
I
that you're
said...
a little faulty? Yes. But
okay,
I don't hate you,
opinion.
Bitch. I don't hate you. You know
I
don't hate you.
I swear. Listen, I don't hate you either. We had a disagreement. We met in a short amount of time. There was a lot of shit popping off. But what I'm telling you is I've always said in every single interview, yeah, I made those shots at you, but I've always fucked with your content.
And this is what I said about you today. And this is what I didn't shit on you today. I said, you know, Perez, you seem like you're a little jaded because Tasha K is popping right now.
A little.
Yes,
he is.
You
jaded.
Are the hottest
if you
out
have,
right now.
You if
are
you
the
have to
out
dye
right
your beard green, you for attention, you are dated. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Because nobody wants to listen to your personality. So now he's running to popular YouTubers. And whether you want to acknowledge it or not, you are a popular YouTuber, and he's using your platform for clout.
Well, no, I've known that. You've never wanted to acknowledge that, Tasha K, because you thought I didn't like you. But now
what
we're here.
Armand,
we're here.
Serious?
We're here. Because you've been thinking.
As much as I promoted you and told people to fuck with you, are you serious?
Tasha K, you've also.
You know we've had some conversations behind the scenes. And I don't want to bring that up because that's between you and I. But you know I've always fucked with you. I've always told people you have the it factor.
Okay. I don't want to make this about that. Let's just talk about what I said and let's keep it real. Like I told him today, I said, one of the most phenomenal things you did, and I will never take this away from you, is that Wendy Williams breaking that story about that fucking baby. That's where you got the biggest amount of credibility.
Listen, I appreciate that, but one of the things that I'm mostly proud of is my R. Kelly exclusive. That's what I'm most proud of.
Wendy Williams took you commercial.
I worked 2 years on, matter of fact, not even the R. Kelly, but the Steve Harvey stuff.
Okay, but I did. Yeah. But I do also feel as though if there's a slow day and there's not much news going on, you will make some shit up.
Hold on for a second. Hold on real quick. Hold on.
You will make some shit up. Listen, I have to keep the same energy. And so... she said she's on hold right now, but I'm not going to play with that.
Minutes.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
2 minutes. No. 1 minute. Let me just
come on,
call,
Tasha.
Come
on, because I'm not going to play with y'all.
1 minute. Come on, Shay.
Okay.
Are you any beef, Armand? Is there any beef? Just
no,
there, neck,
listen, Tasha K, there is no beef with you.
See,
I don't have
all,
any beef with you.
We're just addressing what happened with Perez. That's it. They are strict when it comes to me. You have no idea. Him, Nicole, and Richard do not play. So,
listen,
all right, go ahead.
I don't give
all
a
right,
shit about
up?
None of that. I'm just here. I'm just telling you what I said. But, you know, I've always kept the same energy from the day that you met me. I told you about the Star Marie. I told you I didn't feel like there was any receipt. Now, listen.
And
I
did
think
I have
that
a problem? But did I have a problem with you saying that?
No.
Remember when you were dragging me? And I still said you have the it factor. Right? Even after you were dragging me, I reached out to you.
Exactly. And that's what I wanted a lot of your minions to realize, that you didn't meet me kissing your ass. I was talking shit about you when you met me.
I don't want, listen, none of my friends, anybody that I'm associated with, I don't need people kissing my ass, okay? That's for me to do. I want you to stand in your own individuality, stand in your own truth. We can agree to disagree, and that's it. Now, you and I have to have a separate conversation so we can figure out where the disconnect was.
You know
where
the disconnect was.
And that's not for the public.
Yes,
no, I do
you know
not.
The disconnect.
And that's why we've been
yes,
out. No, 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 no. No, I do not. And that's not fair to assume that you think that I know, because we've tried to have conversations and both of us have gotten heated.
Tasha, that is a lie. We've never tried to have conversation. You text
we
me
haven't
and
text?
I told you I'm not
okay,
responding to your
shit. That's a conversation. And you were upset. You were like, well, if you wouldn't have did this and said that we weren't friends, then none of this would have gone down. But I'm like, I just met you. We literally had never physically met.
But
I knew you for all of a month, okay? And so for me to call somebody that I've never met physically a friend, that's a big deal.
Right.
So it wasn't shade to you. You probably would have done the same thing. If you've never met somebody, but yet y'all have had conversations on the phone, you know what I'm saying? Would you call that person a friend?
No. But
can you absolutely trust them?
Let me tell you this. Do you if you sit here and lie right now that I would know? Let's just move on from Perez.
Why would I lie to you?
I'm gonna see if you're gonna be a real bitch like you say you are. Do you remember you was on the phone and you said that you was going to the lounge with Daytime T, and you said if you was here, you are my friend, and you would have been here with us. Do you remember? You love your daughter, and I know you love your family. Do you not remember when you were talking to me and introduced me to your fucking child and told me that she wanted to do
that? Was over the phone. But that was over the phone. Like when she.
Okay. Okay, girl. All right, girl. Yeah, hang up, because, girl, the delusion is out of the roof. So. That's why I didn't even want to talk about that. Because that's shit that she didn't tell y'all. Okay? Now, back to... No, I didn't hang up. She hung up because the delusion... I did not hang up on her. Why would I hang up on her? I wanted her to answer that question. I had no reason to hang up on her. But we're going to get into some regular things. Perez. That's what I want to get back to. I didn't want to even make this a personal thing about her and I. But Perez Hilton... Her doing that and insinuating that, she brought that up because of the Sean Bradley situation. I'd made mention of that a while ago. Yes, I have done that. But and was that right? Absolutely not. But she still has a history of doing those things to gay people or people in general. Let's take Andrew Jackson. Is that the guy name? I don't follow the guy, the black guy. He was the king of YouTube. He was the king this, king that. But then when he did not side with her with Cardi B, then she went and started saying that she had some exclusive information on him being a sexual predator. Like, girl, why does everything have to go immediately to somebody being a sexual predator? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Derek Jackson, there it was. Shit, I didn't know. So, that's my thing. Now, I realize she brought that up to try to deflect from the fact that I'm saying what I'm saying, but I was definitely going to bring that up, that I mentioned that. Mind you, I had heard that, and I did bring that up. And I had talked to Sean about that, and we cleared it up. But I don't do that every time I'm in a beef. I never go, and every time I'm in a beef, I talk about, oh, you're a sexual predator of some sort. She doesn't like gay people. Okay? She's cool, but she is one of those black women that will go behind your back when she gets with her girlfriends and call you a fag. It is what it is. And so if Perez Hilton gets up here and calls her a black bee, I don't know if everybody should just be up in arms. So let's open up the line. And let's call in, because you notice she hung up. Now, a lot of people were like, yo, y'all making a, we're not making a, I don't hate Tasha K. I call Tasha K on her shit, but I'm glad that y'all heard that she met me with the same energy. I keep the very same energy. I keep it real. We've never had that many conversations. She definitely said what she said as far as being friends. She definitely, I don't give a damn if I met you in person or not. You're not going to let, no, if you felt like a person is a weirdo, you can't really trust them or a stranger, you ain't putting your kid on the phone with them. For what? So miss me with that. Bullshit. Missed me with that, okay? And now anybody that's sipping delusional wine, y'all can have it. But you notice she didn't answer the question. She had to go when it was time to get to it. Just like when it's time to prepare a real receipt, she has yet, she forgets to upload it. So that was her forgetting to upload the real receipt to the computer software when it was trying to prove it and blow it up. But she thought she was going to get up here and blow my shit up. But you're not going to blow my spot up, because I keep the same energy. The spot is not blowing up, sus. We just getting started. You know the fucking vibes. You wasn't checking for me until Perez Hilton shouted me out. Shout out to Perez Hilton, one of the motherfucking icons in the building. All right. 205-9000, you're live on the air.
Hey, Omar.
Hey, what's going on?
Kiss me again. What I just told you last week about fooling with that Tasha K. I told you she was loudest, the 54-year-old with the twin boys. I called you today and told you happy belated birthday. I'd have told you by fooling with that woman. Loud and Alice, and don't you ever let her get you out your character ever again.
Thank you.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Do you hear what I didn't I tell you about? Because no one of our age, she has to feel like she has to defend everything and say everything, and just, she just needed to take the spotlight. I don't even think her husband was really bothered or saying anything, because to me, she acts more of a man than he does. She acts like she runs the relationship more than he does. And I don't even, just a few times that I watched just the stuff he let her do. You know, I mean, just don't ever let that woman take you out of your character ever again. Keep her off your line. And I want you to keep that same energy, but keep her off your line.
Oh, absolutely. But I wanted to get some things cleared up. And I wanted to, you know, see, a lot of people think that, listen, I'm not losing anything by this. And a lot of people saying I'm being used. Listen, these people have platforms with millions of subscribers and half a million of followers. Listen, I'm coming into this game. Listen, I'm going to stand my ground, because I've been doing this. I'm just speaking what it is. So Tasha K, she tried to distract and try to throw something out there. I'd rather her throw it here so I can address it. She tried to bring up what I said before. Listen, I did say that, but I don't have a pattern of doing those things. It is what it is. Thank you for calling in, girl. The show is still hot. All right, thanks, caller. Let's take another call. 425-8465, you're live on the motherfucking air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello? Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello? Okay. Yes. Anyways, I was going to say, Jessica, you don't need to take a picture of yourself in the bath with your child. Like, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just, that's just shocking that you would even say that that's okay. That's super weird.
I think regardless it's weird. I think it's weird in the context of, you know, in where we are in society today, like a lot of people think that, oh my God, you're in the shower with your child, you must be doing something. But it's not really weird if you're like just
it's weird
taking
a picture of it. Like, why do you need a picture of it? A 2 or 4 year old is going to be close to your knees. It's right there. That's a valid question to say, oh,
but
is she right there next
not
to your crotch when he is?
But he's not, ma'am. He's not. That's why, like,
a
but he's not. Did you Google the picture, or are you just going to keep talking?
four-year-old.
Do you not see
I know
the
how
baby
tall
in the background?
Is.
Okay, so do you? But you're talking about in the picture. So are you gonna? I'm not here to be his lawyer with that. But you're talking about in the picture, the baby's to his crotch. That's not what the case is. So
no,
do your
I'm
research.
In the back,
look at
period.
The photo.
In
okay.
the bath, period. I don't care when you took the picture. If you're
okay.
in the bathtub with your child, especially if it's not even your own child, that's weird. And even as a gay person, like that, like for you to say, oh, that's totally normal. No, it's not. And you sound crazy. And that just makes it even worse. It sounds worse that you're even saying that's okay. That's, it's strange. And most, like not even straight people, but any mother would tell you, oh, that's a little weird because of grown people germs anyway.
Listen, you're entitled to your
and
opinion.
And I've seen him with a cold sore. I've seen him with a cold sore. He shouldn't be in the bathtub with any child. No.
Listen, that's your opinion. Listen, the world was, this was a thing that happened like 3 years ago, and it was like 50-50 split. People were going crazy. There's a lot of people that feel how you feel, which makes sense because there's a lot of weird shit that do happen, but there's a lot of people that feel like, you know what, if you're just taking, and he had on shorts is what he said. If you just
even at that, you know, anybody with a cold sore should not be taking a bath with a child. That's disgusting.
Okay, if he has a cold sore, he should be taking a bath with a child. I'm not really sure how the cold sore on his mouth can
I'm saying I've
get
seen him
child.
In multiple photos with a pretty mean cold sore, which means his immune system is pretty out of whack.
Okay.
So, no, he shouldn't be in the bathtub with a child.
Okay, well, thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
But, you know, I mean, listen. She's entitled to her opinion. I just don't know what the cold sore has to do with the baby's ass being clean. Because that sounds like then you should never kiss your kid. You shouldn't do anything with your kid. Like, if you got cold sore. And I know we got almost 1,000 people, if not 1,000 people on this motherfucker. And I know half of y'all have had colds. Well, not half of y'all, but a lot of you guys have had cold sores. Somebody on this live got a cold sore right now, and somebody got kids. And so if you heard what that lady said. According to that lady, if you have cold sores, you shouldn't be around your kids. And listen, I'm not here to police any of that. I don't have any kids. I'm just saying I didn't like how she tried to insinuate that because I don't feel like if this was a woman and a woman took a picture with her kid, they wouldn't say, oh, you got the kid next to your crotch. Women, you got there's shows on TV right now with moms using the same bath water as their daughters, sleeping in the bed with their grown-ass daughters. And but that, I guess that's okay. You know, it's a difference because it's a mom. I don't know. Private part is a private part to me. So, but that's a whole nother conversation. 901-2429. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, motherfucker?
Hey, what's going on, boo?
Hey, the only thing I wanted to say is if and when you get on the phone with Tasha K, have a witness and record that bitch because you know she is too.
Yeah, you think I would ever get on the phone with Tasha K and not realize it was recording? Even her getting on here was strategic. She had to get on here because she tried to blow my spot up. But at the end of the day, she know what the fuck is good because we still coming. Regardless, so
that's
why I said she don't have to. We still coming regardless. Like, and I said, I don't hate her. I'm just back in my bag doing what I was doing to make her call in the first place, saying what it is and how I feel.
That's right. Just like Perez.
But I would never have a personal, private conversation. Yes, I would never have a private conversation with Tasha K without it being recorded, especially knowing that she would manipulate me. And listen, everything that I've said to her in private, I will say it in person. And I've said it.
Yep.
So I don't care what, even if I didn't record it, if she put it out. I have messages from Tasha K for me telling her, girl, I'm not going to put this out because you just want me to put this out that we've talked. And she wants it to look like we're arguing. And she's giving it to like those smaller channels or the minion channels and as if they had these exclusive like text messages between us. But I just wasn't putting those out.
She thought,
not backing down. I keep the same energy. There's no reason to back down when it's the truth. I came in this game telling you that you didn't have any receipts. You know? And I stand by what I said. Her Wendy Williams story was huge, breaking that to me. And I think it was, and I think when times get rough and the views are low and things are not going right, she will make some shit up. And I told her that just now. Period.
You could tell when she sweat though, when she ain't got no content. That's when she be coming up with the bull.
Right. But thank you.
But yeah, I love you, Armand. You have a good
one. Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, 214-6795. You're live on the air.
Bitch, I got to stop emailing you because we email like we best friends. But you could tell that picture, you could tell that picture was harmless. You could tell. The child was smiling. Come on now. You know, people get mad when you're popping. And clearly nobody was expecting Perez to call in. And she felt some kind of way.
Yes, exactly. She's done it to me before.
She felt some kind of way because Perez called in. That's all it is. She wasn't expecting for you to get that exclusive, that shout out. She wasn't expecting it. Fuck her.
Right. And so I just don't want to put the baby on here. But if you guys really go Google Perez in the shower with the baby, you're going to be able to see the damn kid. But I'm not even here to – and Tasha K knows that it wasn't that serious. But the implication of such. And for her to implicate that, they're not even beefing. She could have responded about how he has no numbers. Why does it automatically have to go to pedophilia or shit? She did that to Malibu Dollface, called him shitface.
Yep.
Anyway, you know, Gabe. She did that to Jason Lee. She did that.
Yep.
She does that to gay people.
And I'm surprised Maddie even let her on her platform. I was actually shocked.
Well, Madison is a clout chaser herself, okay? And her platform, it's ever since Kaya, it's slowly deflating. And it is what it is, so that's why she did it. That's exactly why she did it. So
I had a hot-ass Miss Child.
Period. Thank you.
All right, thank you, boo.
Bye. Six one nine 4205. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? Good. How are you?
I'm okay. A few months ago when this whole Tasha thing case started, you told us exactly who she was. You told us that she was a fragile bitch that couldn't take criticism. So with the Perez Hilton thing, at first when she congratulated him for talking about her, it made me refresh the page because I knew the thing that was coming next.
Right.
I knew it was going to be, I'm a black woman and this white man is attacking me. I knew that would be next. And surely, that came next. And then when that don't get enough friction, when he stand his ground and say what he got to say, now here she go with the whole pedophilia and homophobic stuff. She always does that. Anybody that gives an opinion, she can't take it. Lovely T was quiet for months, and she dogged her, calling her coke queens and all type of stuff. But y'all really sit up and talk to leave this pregnant black woman alone. Cut it out. Cut it out. Wrong is wrong and right is right. You know, for somebody to do that, you know, for somebody to say that about somebody and their child, that's the worst thing you can ever accuse somebody of being. Like, that shows what kind of ignorant little woman that you are if you sitting up here defending what she said about that man and his child. It's just
especially because you know already being a gay man, it's kind of difficult. And then when you have a child, because there are gay predators out there. I'm not going to pretend like there ain't. There's a lot of male predators out there. So my thing, you already know that kind of being a gay man and having a kid is kind of taboo to people because they're like, what are you doing to kids? You know what I'm saying? So it's a stigma, period. So she knew to play off of that. And whenever she's into it with a gay man, she always plays into shit and butthole and AIDS and pedophilia. But then we'll go and turn around and say, you bashing a black woman. And all these black women will come and just swarm her, like, even the black women that don't like her. They jump on board, like, Tasha K's a black woman, and not realizing that Tasha K only destroys the lives of black women. Are you guys not realizing that At one point, Tasha K was on the damn fucking Kevin Hunter's payroll and said that Kevin Hunter was a good man. Did y'all forget that?
Mm-hmm.
She was on live and was like, Kevin is a good man. And she started backtracking and retracting statements that she was talking about Kevin Hunter. She went from bashing Kevin Hunter to bashing Wendy Williams. Like, people forget that stuff. She's not for black women.
And wasn't it just a month ago she went on an apology tour on a live apologizing to how many different black women that she offended, saying nasty stuff, vetting them and doing all of that? Didn't she just do that a month ago?
Right. So, yeah, let's be very clear about who we're talking about here. So all these black women jumping up for the bullshit, she only does that. She's very strategic, just like she strategically called here, but I wanted to show y'all that I was going to keep that same energy. So she's very strategic in what she does. She plays that black woman card against Perez Hilton to make it as though he's a racist and he's that. And he's that. No, he ain't a racist. What he's doing is he's trying to get himself in the algorithm. She's trending. She's a hot topic right now. So he's playing the game. He even said it himself. It has nothing to do about him trying to get into the black sector of YouTube, because at this point, he doesn't fucking need that, to really be honest with you. He's already established brand.
True. Yep. But thank you so much, Armand. I just wanted to give my input.
Thank you so much. You always give a nice, logical input. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Yes. So that's what I said. And let me take one more call. Private caller, you're live on the air.
What's up, Armand?
Hey, Mishi, what's going on, boo?
Hey, you know I had to call in to say this is just insanity, pure insanity.
Okay.
It really is. And I mean, children should never, ever, ever be the object of any type of beef. Like, you just don't go there. You know what I mean? And having her have already been victimized as a child, you know, it just, it's insane. It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, and see, my thing was, she wasn't even coming from a place like this is weird. She was coming from a place of pushing a stigma forward. Like, it was coming from a nasty place. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. Because it's not just, this is not just this one isolated incident. She does this consecutively. And I've been talking
about
it.
She's constantly making homophobic comments. You know, she's constantly always pushing that narrative. And then she jumps behind it like, no, it's not true. But she does do it. And I don't believe that she doesn't know what she's doing. I think she does know.
She's even said on a live stream that transgenders have a mental disability. They're mentally unstable.
Disorder.
Do you remember? Yeah.
Right.
Do you remember when she was on live and she was saying that that's why she doesn't do transgender videos and this, that, and the third, because they're mentally disabled. Like, they're not all together in their mind. She's
and that to me would be, why are there those that stand with her? Like, you know, in the community, you should be pointing it out as it is.
Why would do a show with her, offer some bullshit like
right.
that? That's what makes me think, like, girl, y'all won't. But then again, I have to think about it. They were discussing me behind the scenes. So now it's like, girl, fuck you and fuck her. Period.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
There
like,
you go. I honestly do. But that's still crazy. It's still crazy. Like, even in the move, even if you want, you know, to call it in some type of a strategy, but for what?
Mm-hmm.
For what? I mean, it didn't help them. Maybe they think it did.
All right.
We don't live within the
seclusion
of our own delusions, so we know better.
Thank you, Nishi. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So this beef is going to continue going. I think this is good for everybody. I think this is good for, you know, Perez. I think this is good for Tasha K, because it's just solidifying her as a media figure. And Perez Hilton, he'll get back in it. We'll see what he has to say. And I just want to say I appreciate him for not being threatened or intimidated by my platform, but yet acknowledging that my platform is powerful and coming on here. Too many people that we have named and not named today understood what my platform would be, and they didn't want to see me grow. And that's why I feel like they did a lot of the things that they did, because it was a lot of shady things going on behind the scenes. But listen, like I said to Tasha K, you notice she never answered the question that we talked about. She hung up abruptly. So for those people that are going to make a video and say I hung up on her, I never hung up on her. Now, for those people that are going to try to say I am, saying what's right and what's not in the shower with your kid, I'm saying that to a certain degree, but that's not what this video is about. This video is about the fact that anytime she's beefing with a gay person, she goes straight to the homophobic slurs. She could have said what she was talking about. I was fine with her saying he doesn't get any views and he needs her. And I was fine with her bigging herself up about growing and surpassing him. That's cool. But every time you get into it with a homosexual person, you start referencing shit and HIV and pedophilia. But then the moment that a homosexual person or a gay person says anything toward you, or a man says something toward you, you immediately go into, I'm a woman, and even more so, I'm a black woman. So then you have all these black women up in arms, and I don't think that that's fair. I don't think that that's fair. But all right, guys, we're going to wrap it up tonight. I just want to get on here and kiki with you guys. Make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. We had it lit tonight. Until next time, I want you guys to keep that same energy. If you guys have any news, anything you guys would like me to cover, email me at The Armand Wiggins Show. Let's keep the conversation going on Twitter at The Armand Wiggins Show and on Instagram at The Armand Wiggins Show. All right, y'all. Until next time, I love you all. And I will see you soon.